Thank you, Chair. The United Kingdom considers that operationalising assistance and response and improving preparedness is of vital importance so that we might promptly detect and then respond to a biological event in an effective and coordinated manner. We note that many of the steps required to assist, respond, and improve preparedness under Article 7 have deep synergies with Article 10. The United Kingdom highlighted the very clear relationship between the underlying objectives of Articles 7 and 10 in a paper to the last review conference, which discussed the complementarities between Article 10 activities in response to infectious disease outbreaks and the operationalization of Article 7. For that reason, the United Kingdom reaffirms its view that this review conference should agree to encourage improvements in national and international response capabilities to provide assistance and support in response to the use or threat of use of biological and toxin weapons. This review conference should also encourage enhanced cooperation with the relevant international organisations, including the World Health Organization, the World Organization for Animal Health, and the Food and Agricultural Organization. The United Kingdom also believes this review conference should decide to establish a properly resourced Article 7 assistance database, as the proposal from France and India sets out, and adopt the key recommendations in the proposal from South Africa, including the adoption of a request format and guidelines for assistance. Both are important and practical proposals to further operationalise Article 7. Given the resource implications of this additional work, the United Kingdom also underscores the need for strengthening the mandate and capacity of the Implementation Support Unit for Article 7 related activities. This strengthening should include an additional position within the ISU. The United Kingdom repeats its support for inclusion of the gender perspective in the work of this review conference, as set out by our Panamanian colleague this morning, including as it relates to implementing this convention. Thank you, Chair.